Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Hump Day. It is Wednesday, September the 13th, 2023. I am Celebrity Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I always say it. I apologize if you guys get tired of hearing it, but I have to say it because it's true. Whatever platform you're listening, be it live or on the replay, thank you very, very much. 86 Bad Love, welcome. Welcome, welcome. You are number one today. What ninjas in the house? How are you, number two? Frank Gay. Number three, Brina, Brina, Brina. Number four, everybody with you today. Hey Lou, welcome. Welcome. I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. My day is good. My day has been good. Minnesota, how are you? How are you? Frankie, thank you. Stop spying on me over here. Okay, so, today. Well, Brina, I'm sorry, but she pops over onto YouTube and she pops over to YouTube. I guess spying is too big of a word to use. Let's see. Bad Love says, my day is going great. The weather is beautiful today in Michigan. Girl, sunshine everywhere. Not too hot, not too cold. It's a perfect day. Those are good days, and it is a beautiful day here for me in sunny Southern California, but any day I wake up is a good day. Even if I wake up and I'm not feeling well, which is rare, it's a good day because I woke up. So that's how I look at it. Hey, Fair Use, welcome. The Ralph William Podcast is in the house. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay. Okay, everyone's saying hi to each other. And Mayor Crazy is here. Okay, so now I'm going to start. See, Crazy, I had to wait for you before I actually started. Okay. Perpetuating a lie. Do you lie? Do you lie? Do you lie to make yourself more interesting? And what I mean by that is, how many of us have fudged the truth, be it in grade school, high school, college, on the job? Hey, Petty Deb, welcome. Wherever, how many people have lied to make yourself look better? How many people just perpetuate that lie? Crazy goes, ooh. And Bad Love says, all of us. Probably. Let's see. Blunt says, that seems like it would be exhausting. You have to keep it up and keep things straight. This is true. It depends upon the lie. Now, so, I mean, have some people, let me go back to high school. Okay. Most people knew that I only had one sister, and my sister was older than me. But I had this one guy who would always pick on me. And used to get on my nerve, whatever. And, so one day he said, what are you going to do? You're going to tell your sister. Now, I was a freshman. My sister was a senior. And I said, no, I'm going to tell my brothers with an S. I have no brothers. And, you know, sometimes people, you say things and things just pop out, whatever. And he was like, oh, you don't have those. I'm like, yes, I do. You know, and he goes, well, I know you only have one sister. I said, you don't know what's going on in my house. You don't know. So it got around. I mean, this guy just used to just bother me. And it got around to my sister. And that's, you know, that I had said that. And they asked her, you know, do you have any brothers? And my sister said, yeah. And she said, we have two. I didn't know you all had brothers. I know you have brothers. So I kept telling this guy that if he kept, you know, messing with me, I was going to have my brothers come up there and I was going to have them basically, you know, jack him up. And he started to back off. And when my sister started saying the same thing, he backed off even more. Now, to this day, I never said that, I never disclaimed that I didn't have any brothers or whatever. But to this day, when I run into, you know, some people, you know, they'll ask, you know, so how's your sister, your brothers, you know, whatever. And I would just say, oh, they're fine. They're fine. So these many years later. So is that perpetuating a lie, or is it that, you know, do you say things sometimes, you know, again, to get people off your back? Or do you say, have that lie to make yourself look better? Do you say that you work at a certain place when you really don't? Do you say that you work for certain people when you really don't? Do you say that you live in a certain area when you really don't? You know, are you one of those people who take, you know, selfies next to that Porsche, and, you know, or you're carrying that handbag that costs $14,000, or you just got those new pair of Nikes that cost, you know, $10,000, you know, but you're only, you only have them on when you're in the store, you know, whatever, so you can take a photo of it, and you have people thinking that that's who you are, and, you know, people start to envy you. So, but I find things like that, that's exhausting to me, because then it's like, when you run into people, it's like, well, instead of having on your Nikes, you got on your, you know, your old flip-flops that have seen better days, and then you just say, oh, I just like these shoes, you know, I only wear the Nikes when, you know, I'm going somewhere. I don't want to get messed up or something. But how long can you keep that up? So, hello, Crazy, and welcome, Shorty, and Mama Bear Tracy. Welcome.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Just, I was just going to comment when you said, do you take selfies next to a Porsche and say, oh, look what I got today. The ones that I find funny is the ones that take pictures and they're showing the key. That's not even the same key, moron. And then second of all, I was like, you know, I could take pictures next to my 23 Silverado all day, and it's a beautiful truck and it looks really expensive, but at the same time, nobody knows the car payment, the car note on that thing, you know what I'm saying? So So I'm just saying, you know, but you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if someone said, oh, you must be rolling in it, I'd be like, look, you can have that truck and the car payment if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not rolling in anything. I work my ass off for that. But I think perpetuating a lie, there's a difference in lies too. There's lies that cause damage and lies that are just because, one, it's none of anybody else's business, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, and Ralph bring up a really good point, is omission part of it? It is, because you can tell a story and omit some shit that makes you look really good because you didn't hear the whole story. You heard my side, not their side, and definitely didn't hear the truth. Because, you know, there's always three sides to every story. There's my side, your side, and the actual truth. Because if anybody tells you that they haven't embellished on a story or added an extra adjective to it.
Okay, but if you're adding an adjective about yourself, then...
Does that make somebody else look bad though when you do that?
But if you're saying I live, you know, on Fifth Avenue in this penthouse and, you know, I pay, you know, $5 million for it, whatever. How do I know that you're not telling the truth? Because I've never been over your house. I probably would never go over your house. So how do I know that you don't live there?
To be honest, who cares? That's not a lie.
That's what I mean. So I guess I'm asking you, what type of lie that could you perpetuate that about yourself that can hurt someone else? I guess that's my question.
I mean, you could put yourself in a position where somebody else did all the work and take the credit. I do. People do that shit to me at work all the time. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So, right. Like, if you're telling a lie. And that lie doesn't, a lie can be a good or a bad lie. I don't know how to explain that one. Meaning it could be a really bad like situation or it could be a really good situation. In either case, you can make yourself look good or bad and make somebody else look really bad if you make yourself look too good. Like, hold on, you know, like how is it you're getting all the credit for this and I get nothing or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, or if you were involved in something where you did more than you say you did, and then somebody else gets in trouble for some shit that you did, but when you told the story, you kind of held out all the stuff you actually did, so the other person was automatically by default assumed they did it. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, which has happened to me. Like, I got in trouble for something that somebody completely told a lie. This was years and years and years ago. And I mean, it was a really bad time. And unfortunately, I was like, how do you take somebody else's story for a word and not ask me at all, tell me that I can't even rebut, but make me pay the consequences for the lies?
Okay, I understand what you're saying there, but what about people who perpetuate a lie to literally make people think that they're something that they're not?
They're going to get caught up. Somebody somewhere, tell me, Solid, do you know that there's people that bullshit you and you just don't say anything? You're just like, whatever, I'm just going to let you go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all the time. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if it doesn't affect me, you go on and live whatever fantasy life you want to live. You know what I'm saying? As long as you keep that fantasy crap on your side, I don't care. You know, because somebody somewhere is going to get you. And then some people are like, well, why don't you say something to other people? No, because honestly, when you tell other people things, first of all, I don't know that it's necessarily a lie, but I probably am just being like, yeah, it's probably a lie. So you should keep your mouth shut until you have facts anyways. Because I've also been shut down where I thought somebody was lying. I was like, yeah, right. And then they were like, yeah, right. Come on then. Okay, well, show me then. You know what I mean? So do you assume it's a perpetuating a lie? Do you just let it go and assume they're telling the truth? Do you investigate? Do you care unless it involves you? Me personally, if it doesn't involve me or somebody that I really care about, go on about your business. You know, I don't care. Live whatever lie you live in. I could care less.
Well, one thing that you did say that makes sense is you will get caught up because one thing that is interesting is like you said, somewhere somebody knows you or whatever. And, you know, even during this show, I've had people who I haven't talked to for years, somehow or another, they've come upon my podcast and they'll say, yeah, you know, you were talking about this, whatever, you know, I remember when that happened and blah, 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 blah. And I am aware of that. I am aware that, you know, things that I put out there, I am perfectly aware that somebody may come and listen, you know, whatever, because, you know, even people who are on the show who know me, you know, so you do have to be careful about what you say. And I always try to be straight up. Wasn't always like that in high school.
But, I mean,
you know, but I'm just saying, because you never know as you get older. And I'm just saying that there are people who just say things and you, and like you said, crazy, you just look at them like, okay, yeah, all right. Knowing damn good and well, that I, and especially when I can say to people, I knew you back when. You know, and that shit didn't happen, you know, or that, or, you know, or you totally, you know, whatever, but you don't say anything. You don't say one word. You just let them go on and on and on. But I do want to comment on something that Fair you said. He says, so what about Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy? A lie is a lie, is a lie. So is that considered a good lie?
See, that's what I was saying earlier. There's a good lie and there's bad lies, but good lies have a limit. I feel like a good lie, a lie is a lie. If it's not the truth, if it's not a fact, it's a lie. And that's the bottom line. That's the truth. Whether it's good or bad, I understand that. But, and I think that there's limits. Because later on, if those lies that, let's say, perpetuated good lies, right? Don't think that those can't hurt somebody later on when they find out it's not true. Something that they believed in their whole life that they were dependent on. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not true. So that also, I think that whether you think it's a good, whether you're protecting someone's feelings or whatever it is you're doing, consider the consequences when it does come out. That's what you need to figure out. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not saying I've never lied, because I absolutely have. I used to do a lot of bullshit a long time ago that I realized that it took too much time to uphold everything. You know what I'm saying? And whether that be just trying to keep people away from me or like telling people something so that, because I really didn't care what they thought, or sometimes telling people things so that I see where exactly it would spread around. You know what I'm saying? Like I would sometimes tell some lies to see who people would tell or what people would tell certain people. So like I think it's messy. I think there should be a limit on certain things. I think if it's harmless, meaning really harmless, that, and at some point you explain that shit maybe. And I understand the children that, you know, they cry. I remember seeing my dad stuff in my stocking when I was like 11 and I was like, damn. Oh, okay. You know, I mean, whatever. It wasn't necessarily because my dad made
something, you know. but for Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and stuff, you have some people who will just push back on you hard about not tell. They are not going to tell their
business
child that there's a Santa Claus. I mean, when our son was born, my husband did not want to do the Santa Claus thing. And I'm like, I said it was harmless. I said it's part of growing up, do the whole Santa Claus thing. And then one day he'll figure out for himself, instead a little boy at school told him, you know, whatever. But they'll figure it out for themselves. Or one day they come and ask you, you know, is there really a Santa Claus, whatever. And which we did do the whole Santa Claus thing. I thought it was fun, but you have some people who are like, no, I do not do that because you are lying. You're lying. You're lying. But again,
oh, well,
I mean, is it a fun lie? I mean, but you know, and Kris Kringle, he was a real person.
First of all, Santa is real. You know, so y'all better stop. All right. I told y'all before, don't play with Santa Claus. I don't play that game.
I mean, but so. I'm just saying because Santa, it all depends upon, is he this person in this red suit with this white beard? Or is Santa Claus your mom and dad or your grandmother, grandfather, whatever? Santa Claus could be anyone who gives you a gift.
Santa is the fat man with the white beard, and I'll have talk about that.
So, an official welcome to Power Girl and Beth. Everybody's laughing about Santa Claus. And yes, I mean, fair. It is subjective.
Except for facts. That, remember, we talked about this. We talked about the truth facts. Because there are differences.
But for truth and facts, some people want you to prove it. So like what we were talking yesterday about prove there's a God, prove that Santa is real. I'm just saying this. Are we perpetuating this lie because you apparently are into your feelings with Santa Claus?
Yes.
Which is fine, but tell me then if a child says to you, why is Santa sitting on the third floor by the Christmas tree, but then he's also on the sixth floor by the other Christmas tree? How can there be two? Somebody just asked to come up and I missed it. I don't know who
well, tell me, Solomon.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay. But tell me how everybody wakes up the next morning with presents from Santa, though. I'm just saying.
Okay. And I will say that when my son was little, I would write his name on the thing and I would write on there from Santa.
Well, then that's you perpetuating a lie because Santa is real and you better get off of it.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying, but you didn't answer my question. It comes up to you and there Santa is on the third floor and he's also on the sixth floor. And wait, didn't I just see him ringing that bell outside? Why is he on that corner and then he's on the next corner? So if Santa's real, I mean, is he a quadruple?
Listen, he has couriers. They all have to dress up like him. I mean, come on. He even says it, that he can't be in all places at once. So he sends out his, what does he call him? I don't remember what the word he uses. He says it and they all dress like him. Okay. You guys are just taking it too far.
Wait, I'm taking it too far. I'm asking a logical question.
He sends his messengers, his clones, his people out to take care.
If you had said that he sent his elves and there were like thousands of elves, maybe I could go down that road. But since you said that there were clones of Santa.
But there are elves and thousands of them, though.
Shorty, what's up? Look, listen, there's Ralph and Shorty.
I mean,
Hey, wait, hold on. Put a pause on this real quick. Why would you add me into this right here? See, I just came in to talk. Why you gotta add me?
I was saying that you helped Santa Claus. That's all. I was just saying that you.
So you called me an elf.
But I didn't say that. I just said that you helped Santa Claus.
I'm not a part of his team. I don't get paid. I don't get none of that.
I am going to get off of Santa for a moment and get back to the perpetuating a lie. What Fair said about a lie is a lie. Mm-hmm. Why do you think people lie to make themselves look good? I mean, do you think that they just feel that people won't accept them if they knew that they were just this regular old person sitting over here and, you know, every day they get up from work?
Because society tells us that, right? Society tells us that in order to be liked and all that other stuff, you have to have this or that or whatever. Media, society, other people, influencers, like that's what people go on. That's why I'm the opposite of whatever they got going out there. I don't have none. I don't want none of that. I'm over here on my own doing my own thing. But that's why a lot of people embellish other things. When I did it, that's why too. I never did it in private or really anything like that. It was like if somebody asked me questions out in public, most of the time with people who I knew would never know the difference, you know? Like, that's one thing that I'll never understand is perpetuating a lie in front of people that you're looking at that they know you're lying. You know they know you're lying. And I'm like, how can you, how do you sit there and do that with a straight face?
Crazy. I guess, you know, I know people who do that, and I just shake my head like, seriously. I mean, seriously. And sometimes people do it in front of you, and they give you this look like, can you go along with me here? And you're looking at them like, you know, you're on your own. I'm not going to say anything, but don't ask me to back you up because I'm not saying shit.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, but like you said, sooner or later, it will catch up with you.
It only takes one mistake. And I don't care how good of a liar you are. Most people lie so much they believe themselves. And that's the problem. Because they honestly believe that. I mean, I have people, I won't call them friends because they're not, because I just don't trust people like that. Then I'm just like, I mean, you could tell them, and they're like, no, that's true. And I'm like, no, it's not. And you know, it's not. How do you remember? Like, they literally in their brain remember certain things a certain way and will argue with you over it. And I'm just like, what the hell? Like, you know, but like they, when you have to perpetuate, keep up with, there's no possible way. I don't care how good you think you are. And it doesn't have to be today. It could be weeks from now, years from now. To me, even getting caught up then, that would still be embarrassing. But to be honest with you, people that lie like that, they don't care. They don't care what you think.
They don't care.
But do they not care what, when you say they don't care what you think, you're talking about the whole, or they don't care what you think?
The whole thing to me.
The whole.
Okay. Everything. They don't care. They don't care about maybe. And a lot of people, look, if you have to make up something, it's because you don't like what you have. If you have to make up something about yourself, it's because something about yourself you don't like. You know what I mean? That's why people do that stuff. And it's because
all, but crazy, we all have things about ourselves that we don't like. I mean, whether it be our looks, you know, be our financial situation, where we live, you know, our family, we all have.
Now, but you don't have to lie.
No, that's true. I mean, you just don't mention those people.
Just don't say anything or like avoid it.
Right. Hello, Robin. Welcome. You know, that's why when people do that, I do kind of look at them sideways because, like I said, we all have something that we don't like about ourselves.
I lied to get a very good job when I was 19 on a resume. And got that job off of that lie. And I don't regret it. Not at all, because it didn't hurt anybody. That particular job, the company that I said that I worked for prior to that had already closed their doors. So there was nobody to verify, you know, what it was. I said, you know, that I did this or that, ended up getting a management position because of it. Did my job really well. Nobody got hurt because of it. And I would probably lie on a resume again to get another job because I know I'm capable of doing it. You know, like if they are not going to verify it, I mean, that's just something. I think that's a lie that I don't think it hurts other people because it's about me and only I can get caught up for that. And if I get caught up for that, I get fired. And who does that hurt? Me. You know what I mean?
I think most people have lied on a resume. So, and Bad Love says, I think that fake it till you make it thing sometimes can be taken way out of control for some. Oh, this is true. And Fair says, we lie to make ourselves feel look better, and then we justify the lie to fit. But in my opinion, lie is a lie. Fair is into this, a lie is a lie thing. Whether it's a form of a conversation or your resume, and your bio. And let's see, Bad Love says, I am 2 inches taller on my driver's license than I actually am. I'm okay with this. So hey Shelby, welcome. I did not see you pop in. So crazy, I am gonna push back on you about the manager thing, and you would lie again. Okay, so what if there was someone else going for that job who really did do all the things that they said that they do, who weren't qualified for that job, who really needed that. Not saying that you did not need that job, but they told the truth and you got it over them. Is it like, well, or would you feel bad? Or,
well, one, I would probably never know. But the second thing is that means I interviewed better. So, I mean, okay. So, all right. I mean, look, it's always the best man wins, right? And that's right. If I lied about it and I got the job, and let's say I didn't live up to standards, then that's messed up. And you know what? I probably should get some kind of bad karma down the road smacked on me for like taking something from somebody who was worthy when I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? But if I go in there and I kill that job, then hey, best man did win, whether it was based on a lie or not. But whether getting caught or not, this is the other thing I'm going to say. Maybe you don't get caught, because I know some people have argued this with me. They're like, you always say you're going to always get. No, you're right, because sometimes you don't get caught. But you know who does see you? God sees you. And that's where that bad karma, the universe sees all that stuff and all those little things that happen to you and stuff. That's the chalk up to all the little lies and all the little fibs and all the little whatever that you did that hurt somebody else, not yourself, but somebody else. Dirty little things or whatever. So one way or another, whether it be the universe or somebody else catching you up. But like I said, there's some people just don't care. I've seen people get caught up in lies and just like, okay, all right, I lied about it. Now what? I mean, you know, and then go out and do the same thing all over again. I watch people do it every day, every single day.
Well, you know what gets me is people who perpetuate a lie that they're stupid lies. They're silly lies. It's like, really, you're lying about that? Really? I mean, it's like, what's the big deal? It's like, you're seriously going to lie to me about that?
Yeah, because I think petty things, I think, okay, so you know what obviously intrusive thoughts are, right? It's kind of like, if I can tell a little lie, whether it hurts anybody or not, I really feel like sometimes it's like, oh, I got away with it. You know, I don't do that kind of stuff now, you know, like, because now I realize that, I don't know. Now, even when I go to tell a lie out of my mouth, I start stuttering. I can't even lie no more. But that, I mean, that's probably the consequence of getting caught up and getting some stuff messed up over stuff that I shouldn't have lied about, or karma, or losing friends, or whatever the case it may have been, you know? So some people learn that lesson. Some people don't. I don't even know. You don't even know what's a lie anymore. You can't. You don't. I look at people, they could be telling me the truth for real. Like I said, I've already been a couple times. I'm like, yeah, right, okay. You look at somebody with a straight face and they're just telling you stuff and you're like, come on, dude. Man, you know what I'm doing at that moment? I'm stereotyping that person, because I'm like, no way could you do that, have this, do that. So
now one thing that before I say what I'm gonna say, Shorty, I know you've been wanting to say something. So
no, I'm just listening.
Did she? Oh, okay. I didn't see anything right. I'm not eating nothing.
All right. So one thing, you know, that I will say is, you know, I just totally lost my train of thought.
It was a lie. They say if you can't remember what you were going to say, it was a lie. Trying to lie? See, I'm not lying. I'm not lying.
I literally just lost my train of thought. I was going to stop and let Shorty say something, and then I just totally, anyway, it'll come back.
It'll come back to me.
But I don't know. I just think that, you know, when you perpetuate, you know, a lie, at the end of the day, is it worth it? I mean, we're not talking about, you know, you're lying to save your life, or you're right, lying to save the life of a family member, or your child, or, you know, or a friend or whatever. But, you know, you're just lying, you know, and sometimes, you know, the people that lie, I mean, yes, we have people all around us that lie, we, you know, just constantly. But you know, sometimes you just sit back and you just go, why are you lying? You know, because it's stupid. Some lies are just really, really stupid. So I don't know. But if that's what floats your boat, then hey.
Well, yeah. See, hey. Ralph asked a good question, too. If it has to do with, is it okay? What's the question? The question is it ever okay to lie? Probably not, except for like you just said, what if you're lying to save somebody? But if you're lying to save one person, are you lying and killing somebody else that may be innocent? You feel me? Like so that's a tough question. Is it ever okay to lie? Because I mean, somewhere it's only hurting you.
Okay, but what if, okay, so what if it's in a case of war? Okay, and let's say, the enemy, you know, came to your house and they said, you know, I need to know who did this or else I'm going to kill everyone in your family. And you lie, but you save your entire family, but the family next door just got shot.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that okay?
So, I mean, right. So, I mean, so... Yeah.
No, you know, I know you saved your people, but you killed people that didn't deserve it. That's
right.
A gray area. That not even a gray area. That's wrong. It's wrong. I would sit there and probably do it to save me and my family if I didn't know who it hurt. Right. That's what there was a movie about this. Well, you can make this choice. You have no idea who it hurts, but you're going to do it anyways to save yourself or your family member, somebody you love. Right. Is it okay then? No, it's really not. I mean, it's not, but I don't know. I never knew, you know, right. You didn't know that somebody else got killed. But if I did know that somebody got killed because of a lie that I told, even if it saved somebody that I love, I would still feel absolutely wrecked over it. I mean, you know, so like, how do you, you're still paying for that shit. You're going to pay for the lie for sure. If you have a conscience, if you're, you know, that kind of person.
So, okay. So is it wrong then? Now I'm not talking about the lie. I'm talking about on a moral level, is it wrong to lie to save your family? And I'm not saying it's going to hurt someone else, whatever. I'm just saying you don't know what's going to happen. It could hurt somebody else. It may not hurt somebody else. But at the end of the day, you're saving your child. You lied because you're saving your child and your child can now live.
Well, I'm going to say in the words of fair use, a lie is a lie.
Okay.
Because that's the bad part about it. There may be harmless truth, one-sided lies that are good, bad, harmless, whatever it is, it's still a lie. Doesn't matter what the consequence is because it's still a lie. So we have to live with all of those. I guess you just pick whether it's a lie that you can live with or not.
Okay.
So...
have you all ever read the story? It's a short story called The Lottery. I'll put it in here. And it's by Shirley. Let me look it up real quick. Make sure I have her last name right. Shirley Jackson. And it's an interesting story of what happens to her at the end and why it happens. And basically, people... human nature and people turning on each other in order to save themselves. And I mean, y'all want to know what happens at the end?
Yes.
You can okay. So it's a good story. I had to read this story years ago. And basically, you know, it's human nature and what humans will do to save themselves. And every couple of months, this village had someone that they had to choose, and people would, you know, was like, well, why is it my turn? Or why should my daughter have to go? Or why is it my son? Or why my father, whatever. And it would, you know, they would talk about it. And at the end, the person who, you know, the story makes you think that the lottery is a good thing, that the person who's chosen, that this is going to be something good for them, but it's not. At the end, the village stones the person who was chosen. And when you read the story, it's just about how, you know, what will people do in order to save themselves? You know, they're willing to trade, you know, your child for my child, or sometimes their own, they'll give up their own child to save their own life. But it's a very interesting story on human behavior, you know, and, you know, those lies that you tell. It's like, you know, so. Hey, Jimmy, I didn't even see you pop in. Welcome, welcome.
And hey.
Welcome
to Gigi. How's it going?
It's going. It is going.
People will lie to save their life. I mean, I don't think I could give up my kid to save my life. I would give up a lot of things to save my life. I don't think my child would be one of them.
No, okay. Do you remember the movie Sophie's Choice with Meryl Streep?
I do.
And one of the most heart-wrenching things in that whole movie was when that Nazi came up to her and said, choose between your daughter or your son. Who is going to live? Is it going to be your daughter? Or is it going to be your son? If I'm correct, she chose her son to die, if I'm correct. I think she chose her son. But, I mean, how do you make those choices? Do you just say, take me and let my children live and hopefully somebody in
no,
that situation
because
like
they
that?
Won't do that? They're not going to do that, though. Just think about this. If they tell you one or the other, they're going to take one of them. And if you say kill me, then they're going to kill both the kids. So I don't know if that would be – That would be wow. I don't know.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, so Sally, what are you talking? So you're talking about giving a choice to save your life or save your child's life?
We're talking about perpetuating a lie, and then the conversation evolved into, would you lie to save yourself, but it hurts someone else, and so that's how we got here.
I think it's all circumstantial. I mean, yes, we all know lying is wrong, but in certain circumstances, if it involves a life or death situation, everybody doesn't want to. Everybody can agree to say they don't want to die because of someone else's actions. If they have to lie to save themselves, they're gonna save themselves. You know, that's just human nature. Human nature says. Our human nature, we want to save ourselves. We want to live. We don't want to die at a young age. We don't want to die before, and I say this in quotes, before our time, because people think that, you know, we can live to like 80s, 90s, you know, like that's our average 80s, like upper 80s, lower 90s and stuff. People want to live that old, but in reality, nobody knows.
Would you perpetuate a lie in order to save yourself?
When it comes to certain circumstances, I have no problem saving my ass on that. If I have to lie to save.
Okay, so fair during this whole thing, fair use has been saying a lie is a lie, is a lie. Would you agree with that, even if it was something that was going to save yourself?
Yeah, a lie is a lie.
What about if you, I'm going to ask because we asked this earlier. What if you knew that it would save you, but it would kill your next door neighbor? I mean, we're probably all going to save ourselves because that is human nature.
I'm not going to lie. I would save myself. The only person that I would give my life for is my son.
Kid. Yeah.
Is my son. Hey, shy lady, welcome. And Atto, I hope I pronounced. Oh, he's gone.
I'd hate to know that they got killed, but sorry. I mean, I can't.
You know, so, but then again, I come back to you perpetuate that lie if
no.
You know that lie that you're perpetuating is going to save you, but it's going to harm someone else.
No, because perpetuating means that you're trying to be that's premeditated shit.
It is.
Excuse my language. That's premeditated.
No, I get you.
That's That's disgusting. You know what I mean? But yeah, like it that would be something like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to live this whole lie, but I don't matter who it hurts. That's what you're saying. I'm going to live this whole lie and I care who, because it's not going to hurt just you, and it's not going to hurt whoever you're, it's going to hurt your kids too. So that's the thing. Like when you do that, that's selfish. That's all kinds of selfish, and whatever comes to you later on and whatever you get, you deserve it for doing that. Because
Let me ask this, and yeah, Lou, I'm about to talk about serial killers. Okay, so you have that serial killer who's been killing people for the last 20 years, but you know, by day they're this perfect, you know, husband, wife, son, daughter, whatever. You know, they're going to work, they're coming home, they're having dinner with you, they're doing Christmas, they're doing all this other stuff, but they got this other life that they're out there killing people. So is that a lie that you've perpetuated so much that when people find out that your family cannot come back for that, because you will always be the daughter of, you will always be the son of, and unless you change your name, you will never be able to live that down. And that lie that you perpetuated, that serial killer, whatever, has destroyed your family. Yes, it has killed the other people, I'm saying, but your family, when you say this, it hurts your children, that you have to literally change your name because of that lie.
Either that or they get famous because people are crazy and like serial killers. So,
of course.
What's the lie, though? What are you saying is the lie, that they have to change their name their identity?
Because the lie is the fact that your father went through all this, you know, all this time that everyone thought he was this great person, but he was a serial killer. You know, and now you're now the son of, you're the daughter of, you are the wife of, the husband of. Do you change your name or leave town? Because your name is always going to be stuck, you know, with, you know.
Synonymous with.
Right.
Your spouse or
right.
child, whoever's the serial killer. Yeah.
Right.
I think in most cases I've seen, you know, people do change their name and they do disassociate themselves with their family members to protect themselves. And because unfortunately society, you know, people being people, there's a thing called guilty by association. People would automatically label everybody in the family as psychopaths or something's mentally wrong with or mentally ill. Just because one person in the family did something horrific. And some people can call BS on me or whatever, but you know, besides serial killers, you have people who like police officers, for instance. There's police officers that were wrongfully accused of crimes they never committed. And in order for them, when they finally cleared their name in that state, they left town and under witness protection, they changed their names and they assumed different identities, different social security numbers, and they're living totally different lives now. And unfortunately, some of them have no contact with their families because of safety reasons. So
sometimes when they switch their name or go into a whole different identity, they look can still end up finding out who that real person is and give them more criticism upon what had happened previously before.
True. I won't deny that. I mean, it's happened before. Again, it's happened before, and people have to explain why they did it. And there's been circumstances where it took this one particular lady. I can't remember her name right now, but her husband was a serial killer and was planning on killing her and the kids. And she found out that her husband was a serial killer because she happened to look in the basement and found his journals or diaries, what he did. And she turned him into the police and they arrested him. And for her safety and the kids' safety, they changed her name completely. And she moved to a completely different state, new wow. social security numbers. And when people found out she was the wife or ex-wife of that serial killer, they were giving her hell. And then she had to come out with a statement saying why she did what she did for her and her kids. And then people just left her alone. They just dropped it. They're like, oh, okay, yeah. There's nothing wrong with y'all. It was him. Yeah. So there's been circumstances.
I mean, but again, it's like, you know, Hold on for a second. Okay, so we all got gifts from Minnesota, and she said she was trying to send one to Jimmy, but it wouldn't work. So I guess that's why we all got double gifts, everyone. So thank Minnesota for your gifts.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did in the chat. I was like, oh, look at all the claps. No, but it's in. This could tie into so many things. We've had so many discussions about, because the lies are what bring hand in hand all of it, because you're living a complete lie. The people you're talking about that live a glorious day by day, they're always the nice guy neighbor. They would have never thought would ever do anything like that. They can't believe it. You know, it's the surprise and oh my gosh.
But would you really, and again, human nature will kick in. Will you really shun the family of a serial killer if they really were just as shocked as everyone else?
No, I mean, I wouldn't personally, because you can make people tell if they're lying.
I don't think I would either, especially when there are cases where, you know, serial killers have families for years and years and years, and their family has no clue what they're doing. So,
Rockweiler put up a good point. You know, politicians are liars. They constantly lie to the American people about doing certain things because they know our enemies are watching our local news, and they have to be careful what kind of stuff they say. So they're constantly lying to the American people and their own family too, just to protect themselves and to protect the family and protect the American people. So, you know, and sometimes they lie. They lie because they're stealing from the American people. You know,
But at the same time, when you put yourself, because I always wanted to run for office, you know. But at the same time, it's like I'm not putting my family through any of that. You know, people don't need to know. You know, I mean, even for podcasting. I mean, no offense, but. You know, very few people know who, you know, I mean, you don't need to know my husband's name. You don't need to know my son's name. Hell, you don't even need to know my name, you know. And as a politician, to me, that's something that you literally have to sit down and talk to your entire family about, because things are going to come out. People are going to, you know, look at your whole life. They're going to talk about your kids. They're going to talk about everybody, even though I do believe that children should be off limits, whatever, but they aren't, because people are just mean, you know. But when you put yourself out there like that, you know, there are certain things that you have, you know, that you have to be aware of, you know, and that's why you have to be careful what you do put out there. So that's just
well, you do have to be careful.
Of course you do.
You can't tell everybody everything, because like not everybody's on your team to be there to support you. Some people are literally there just to see what they can find out. Literally.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yep. So you're not supposed to tell. That's why I tell everybody stop saying things that people don't ask you. Stop telling people if they don't ask, you know. And you don't got to tell people nothing. People are always like, dang, you're always so, we don't know nothing about you. You're always kind of mysterious. Well, it's because I'm minding my business. You should try it sometime.
I mean, but this is what I'm saying. And I'm just going to put this out there, Podbean people. I'm just going to put it out there. I have heard some of y'all, your lives are open books. And I literally just shake my head, you know, because then you turn around and then person's getting mad because somebody's on another show is talking about you doing this, this, and this, and this. Stop telling people stuff. We don't need to know who your family is. We don't need to know. I mean, put it like this. For me, I don't care. I don't care what your kids' names are. I don't care who your husband is. I don't care your dog's name, your cat, whatever. You know, I'm here to listen, hopefully, to a good show. you know, whatever.
You don't care about my cat's name?
Well, considering the fact that I don't like cats anyway.
Wow.
But I mean, I'm just saying that you know, I mean, you know, you go on something, even on national news and stuff. I'm like, this person sure is giving out a lot of information on social media. You go to stuff and they're taking pictures of, you know, their house, and this is, and I'm going here on vacation. That's right. Tell everybody that you're about to go on vacation. Everybody come over your house and rob you, you know, whatever. I mean, just too much information.
I get a kick out of people who post like their vacation pictures while they're on vacation. Like, do you realize you just told people you're not at home and you're in a different state or a different country. And somebody can literally just walk into your house, rob your house while you're gone, and there's not a darn thing you can do about it.
No, there isn't.
I guess we're a little more safe now because of cameras and stuff.
Shelby, I am not pointing fingers. I'm stating what I think is fact.
Well, that's why, because when I went on vacation, I never posted pictures on my social media that I was on vacation. I didn't post them until after I got back.
But you know what, though? I'm gonna say this, and I know there's somebody in the chat that I'm sorry, but I'm not pointing fingers at you, but I know this person doesn't, you know, whatever. But can I tell y'all something? When y'all go to a restaurant, I don't care what y'all are eating. I really don't. I don't care what you're eating. I don't need to see the food. Whatever. I mean, if you want to say that you were eating at such and such a place and it was a nice meal and everything, I can go online and pull up the menu and stuff, but I don't need to see what y'all are
eating. Well, then don't look at it, Solid. Yeah. Nobody's poking it.
They're sending it to you. If they're texting you and they're sending
No. Don't text me your food. Don't do that. No.
Even on social media, it's like, skip.
So I always have friends that say, "Oh, this restaurant's terrible, man. I didn't like the food, whatever." Then I get curious and I go to the restaurant and I have the total opposite experience. Like, "Oh, this food's really good. The service was really great." It's like, "Dude, I don't know what restaurant you went to, but sure hell wasn't this restaurant that you were talking about and complaining about."
Well, some people do like food posts. I mean, I like to see really good food sometimes, or I like, you know, like if it's something where someone asks, or, "Hey, what's your favorite this restaurant?" And then everybody floods you with, you know, whatever their opinions are. But yeah, out of the blue, I don't care. Don't text me talking about, "Hey, did you know I met so-and-so? The last time I talked to you was a week ago. So why would I give two craps about where you're at today eating a taco at some restaurant? Good. Were you hungry? I'm glad you ate. Now what? That's weird. But if I ask you, you know, like sometimes Shorty will be cooking and she'd be frying and it'd be sounding good. You know, I like the sound of frying food. It'd be like, "Dang, what is that?" You know, and like, okay, because you asked them for a picture. But yeah, sending random food pictures, that's weird.
Well,
yeah, no.
I know we went from perpetuating a lie to a totally foodie thing. But anyway, usually I stay on topic, but you know,
it's all tied together.
I mean, Katrina says, "I'm hungry." And then Shelby says, "I post what I cook, not where I eat." I mean, I'm just saying, y'all. I mean, okay.
That's funny, Bruno. I feel you, Bruno. I'm getting hungry too.
I'm not interested. Look at it, I'm not interested.
Okay. Then don't look at it. If it's
and like I say, if it comes up in my feed, I'll go, whatever. I'll just pass, whatever. But, you know, but no.
Now, you're talking about lies now. Let's talk about lies now. Is there any circumstances that you can think of that coming up with a lie is a good thing? Now, be very careful. I want you to really think about that question.
Okay, say that one more time.
I said, is there any circumstance where you could come up with a lie that is a good thing, you know, that helps you out and helps the other person out?
Is it ever okay to lie? I mean, that's the bottom line, right? Is it ever okay to lie?
Is it ever? Yes. Is it ever okay to lie?
Well, that's why I said on a resume. Like, that's what I think. As long as it doesn't hurt somebody else, I feel like that's a harmless lie.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if I told you there's no such thing as a lie, a harmless lie?
That's your opinion. I'll let you have that.
I knew she was going to say that too.
But I mean, a lie is a lie. I didn't say it wasn't a lie. It's definitely a lie. I'm saying that if it didn't harm somebody else and it helped me and I said what I did. Now, if you lie to kick it, you know, the people that lie to kick it, then that's a different story. Because you're lying and then you're not even at least living up to that. Because Solid brought up a good point. What she said was, is what if two of you went for a job, you guys had the same resume, but the other person didn't lie about it. You lied and got the job. And I said, well, if I did the job that I was supposed to and I didn't, then I'm okay.
Is that you or is that Jimmy? Who's doing all that bumping?
Jimmy. Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Sorry, I got a new mic stand. I'm trying to adjust it, my bad.
Okay. So, I think that I have to disagree with you. I mean, I understand what you said before about you interviewed, you know, better than the other person, but that lie did hurt someone else if they were really qualified for the job and they needed the job, whatever, and you got the job through.
Yeah, but I did too. It's all, but hold on. But what you're doing now is saying that I didn't. So let's just say, and I'm talking about streamline. Streamline is I needed the job. He needed the job. All the same things. The only difference in that was, is I lied on my resume. I technically didn't lie. I mean, I embellished it, but it's a lie. It's a lie, right?
Okay.
But I still needed that job and I still needed it. But so
you embellished it to the point where your embellishment is what took you over, is what.
But I had to have interviewed better because you said the resumes were the same.
Okay, so if you interviewed better, or you think that you interview well, why did you need to embellish? Why couldn't you just go in there with your resume and then just have a damn good interview?
Because you can't apply for management positions without having some kind of pre-management. Because I read the ad, and okay, you had to have prior management position. And just for case's sakes here, it was I was a manager of a Dollar Tree when I was 19 years old, youngest manager at Dollar Tree. And I got that job by lying on my resume, and I worked my ass off for that job. But if somebody else had, it would have been the same though, because at the time I needed that job. That job saved my whole entire tail. So like, that's why I'm saying, like, get a job, they still live another day to apply for another job, but I still needed that job. And I did the job. Now, if I went in there and acted like a butthole and like didn't do anything and like lost the job and then like it was pointless, I basically wasted the company's time, wasted my time. And then the person who didn't get the job. Yeah. And you know what? I probably should pay for that down the road. Now, whether that be karma or whatever else, or losing a job that I wish I would have got, I'm going to pay for it. Because that's no longer a harmless lie. That's just being spiteful, malicious, and just, I got the job, ha ha ha, but I'm not really going to really do the job, and I don't care whether you should have got it or not. But that wasn't the case.
Okay, you know, so, Jimmy, Shorty, you agree, you disagree, you want to push back.
And a lie is a lie.
And I'm going to end this show in about 5 minutes. So, Shorty, you want to push back on that? Or?
No, I'm okay. I wasn't paying attention because I was cooking.
Okay, Jimmy, do you wanna comment on what Crazy just said?
So before I comment, I want to make sure I understand. So you're saying that it's okay for a person to lie in an interview to get a job, right?
She
lied. It's never okay to lie, but I have lied on the resume to get a job.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, she embellished on her resume.
Yeah, I embellished. So. Yeah, but a lie is a lie. But it wasn't like what the scenario is that somebody else, if she's saying that somebody else needed that job, but I'm saying it wasn't something that I fluffed off. know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't do it maliciously to take somebody else's position. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I get you.
I consider it harmless to a level of how far did I take it? You know, it's not like I went out there and like laughed in the guy's face talking about, I got the job because I lied and you did, sucka, you know, and then like, like yeah. That, but a lie's still a lie.
Well, technically, you just did right now, so.
Yeah. But I did that job, like, I did that job. Everything that I said, I did.
Okay, so
I feel
Jimmy, do you want to respond?
So when it comes to resumes and applying for jobs and getting a job interview and stuff, I can understand embellishing your resume or embellishing your work experience, or should I say lying about your experience to get the job. I can understand that. I really do, because I know, like, I give an example, like there's, I had an interview and they were only interviewing two people, it was me and this girl. Now, I was talking to the girl and I knew the girl from school and I knew she had no experience whatsoever in the field of technology. I have a computer support specialist certification and an associate's degree, and I've had plenty, many years of experience in technology. What pissed me off was they decided to give her the job and not me, because she lied on her resume saying that she had so many years in the tech field. I'm like, no, you didn't. I know you didn't. It's you. Only reason why you got into technology was because of me. You know, I got you interested in it while we were in school together. And I did go to college with her. And I'm not going to lie. I actually went to her employers and I told them, I go, no, I want y'all to know that she lied during the interview, that she has no experience whatsoever in any of these companies. I'm like, did y'all even bother to call these companies and see if she was an employee there, or did you just take her word for it? Because I don't understand how somebody who has degrees and certifications does not get a job here or any company, tech company, and you gave it to someone who has no idea what the hell they're doing. She's learning as she's going. And I go, the only way or reason why I can think you gave her the job was because you don't want to pay me more money than her. You'd rather pay her less pennies to do the job. And so other than that, she lied to y'all about her experience and technology and her.
It happens all the time in terms of people getting jobs that they're not qualified for, believe me.
Because they talk a good talk.
So, yeah, so. But anyway, guys.
Yep.
And that's not right, Jimmy. Because someone's going to pay for that. You're taking advantage of people. You're taking advantage of somebody's kindness, somebody's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's malicious.
Oh yeah. I'm just waiting for my window of opportunity where I can get my job, my feet back into technology. Cause right now I'm doing a horrible job. I don't even like it, but I'm just doing it just to get the money.
Hold on for a second. Bat Love, what did you want to add? She says that she wanted to talk to this conversation that hasn't been brought up. Because I turned off the call in because I was going to end the show. Is this something that you want to call in for? Or, okay. I will let Bat Love up. And then I will be wrapping up the show. So, come on, Bat Love. Hello, you there? Does anybody hear?
No.
No, I can't hear.
Okay, you're not even on my panel. You want to go out and try to come back in? And we'll see if we can get this. Because I didn't even see you on my panel. So why don't you ask for the invite and then I'll let you on. Or it could be like Pookie yesterday. He had his mic turned off. Oh, but I saw Pook on the thing. Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you now.
I can hear you now. Yay. So, I mean, we're talking about lies that are perpetuated in the public eye, right? But I think all of those actually start with a lie perpetuated internally. So you're lying to yourself, and that's like, you know, so the bigger lies you tell yourself, you're in for lying publicly. The lies you tell yourself privately about you, you know, get they get bigger in the public sector when you're lying to yourself on big scales. So like, say there's a person with a gambling addiction and they're like, I don't have a problem. They lie to themselves and perpetuate, and they keep cascading it, just like lies do require like a lot of upkeep. But I think all those huge, big lies that hurt us in life are probably ones that we perpetuate internally, if that makes sense. And I don't think it's been brought up.
Well, I think Crazy said, or I don't know, maybe Jimmy said it, one of them said it, where about that you're lying to yourself or something along those lines. Is that what you're referring to, that you're lying to yourself? So you
lie to others because you believe a lie about yourself. So if you keep having this friend that is like, I don't know, doing bad things all the time, well, they're lying to themselves that they can keep doing these bad things and like keep getting away with it. And it comes from some kind of internal self-talk that perpetuates the problem in the public view.
Okay. All right. Well, I think, you know, again, when it comes to people in the public eye, first of all, you have to have, and this is just me, I do believe that there are people who truly, that some of them, not all of them, start off being very noble and humble people, whatever. And I think that over time they get caught up, so they do start telling lies. But I do believe that you have those people who start off with the lies because they lie for power. They want that power. They want that power of that office. They want that power of, you know, now I'm the teacher. Now I'm the principal. You go from supervisor to manager. Now you're the VP, you know, and you've lied your way up to the top. And some people lie for power. But I do believe, like Crazy said, that it will catch up with you. And for some people, it's catching up with them. You know, karma does happen. It may not get you when you did it back when you were, you know, 12, you know, but now you're 52, or now you're 47, or now you're 38, or now you're whatever. You know, it's caught up with you. And you know exactly why. And you know exactly why it happened. So, right. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think that people will justify for a lot of reasons why they do the lying thing and keep up that energy stealer. It is such an energy stealer to continue the lie. So I think it's real important to be honest with yourself, you know?
But 86, it's exhausting to hear people say it. It's like, again, you're gonna repeat that again. You know, it was like, just be quiet. But anyway, I am past my hour, y'all. So I'm going to go to Bad Love. I'm gonna start with you. Do you have any closing remarks? Any quick closing remarks?
No. Well, thanks for getting me in at last minute. I was just thinking about that whole dialogue, and it was a really great conversation.
It was a good conversation. So thank you. Jimmy, you have any last words? You have any last words that are not thumping?
And no, I mean, I ain't got nothing to say. I think 86 Bad Love said it best.
Okay. Shorty?
Just appreciate you inviting me up on your panel as always.
You're welcome, Shorty. And Crazy, any last brief words? You there, Crazy? Okay. All right. So I am going to clear the panel. Hey, Mr. A, welcome. I am ending the show now, but thank you for popping in. I'm going to clear the panel. And everyone, I am going to close this out with Sorry, Juju. No Carmen McRae today. I can't find the song of hers that I really, really like. But anyway. What was I going to say? I'm going to leave y'all with a little bit of Diana Washington. Mabel Osei, welcome. Oh, she's gone. A little bit of Diana Washington. And that's going to be our outro song. Tomorrow is Thursday. It is open discussion. Hopefully it will not be about cockroaches. Oh boy. But anyway, here we go.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours. What the sun and the flowers, where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine. Lord, what a difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made. And the difference is you.
All right, everyone. Thank you to Jimmy, Crazy, Shorty, 86 Bad Love. Did I forget anybody for coming up on the panel? Much appreciated. And again, tomorrow is open topic. We can talk about whatever you guys want. Just keep it civil. So until tomorrow, bye, everyone. And to the people who were over on YouTube, I apologize. I was not paying attention to the chat, but thank you also. Bye.